اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected listeners, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Alhamdulillah, today again I have Fawad Haider and also Brother Ali Nasir here with me. And before we start, salam alaikum and welcome. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine. Fawad?
Fine.
How are you?
Great.
So, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. In the previous session, we were practicing ayah 22 or 22nd of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, in this session, we will be working on ayah 23rd of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before we start, do you want to listen to this ayah?
Yes.
Okay, let's listen to this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله
So, alhamdulillah, now we will be practicing by our own, okay? I will be reciting. You should be repeating after me, listen and repeat. Then we'll have an explanation and also the tajweed rules the same as the previous sessions, all right?
Yes.
Okay. So, ready? One, two, three. Listen and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. One of the things, okay, which is very much significant that we should pay attention to is that we understand that Quran is a miracle. Right, the greatest miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, now, if it is not a miracle, suppose it's not a miracle, okay? So, is there anyone to bring something equal to the Quran, something like the Quran? No. Is there anyone who can do this?
No,
no,
no. Yeah, no. Simply no. Miracles cannot be like compared to anything. So miracles are not like we say like to the those who have magic tricks. God forbid, we cannot compare because magic tricks are simple, people can learn, but miracles are divine things. Okay, miracles are the source of miracle is Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty gives the power to the prophets, to the imams, gives the knowledge to them to do miracles, okay? So it cannot be like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot teach you how to, for example, split the moon, okay? Like you should do this magic trick, you can split. No, It's impossible. It is a miracle. Okay? So miracle are divine things, but magics are magic tricks, okay? They can be taught. So you can go to a teacher, someone who knows magic, you can learn, but it's haram, okay? Make sure it's haram. But look, Quran is a miracle, and there has never been in the history someone who could bring something like the Quran. There were a lot of people who were claiming they are prophets, okay? So when there were people were asking that, what is your miracle? Show us, prove your prophecy, okay? Prove your prophethood or your nubuwa, okay? Nothing. Silence, silence. They weren't able to show people miracle, okay? So because it is just prophets and imams who can do this, nobody else. So one of the signs of, listen, one of the signs or the symptoms for a prophet that we can accept him as a prophet is that he has to show us miracle. What? Miracle. Okay? Then the other ways are as well there, that the previous prophet has to inform us of the next prophet. And the next prophet has to inform us of the next or the next coming prophet after him. Okay? So, now this Quran is a miracle. And all the Muslims believe, everyone across the world believes. But if there is someone who does not believe this is a miracle, who says, it's a sample book, I can bring like this. So Allah Almighty says what? فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. If you are in doubt of the thing or the book that we have sent down upon our prophet, okay? Upon our slave, Allah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, okay? And if you're in doubt, listen to the translation. And if you are in doubt concerning what we have sent down to our servant, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, okay? Then, فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ فَوَاتْ. Bring a surah, a simple surah like this. One ayah like this you should bring. Okay? فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ. And invoke and invite, ask your helpers besides Allah, okay? That, oh, come on, let's fight Allah Almighty, okay? Allah Almighty has sent down a Quran like this. Let's bring something like this to fight Allah Almighty. Stop it, man. You can never do this. It's Allah Almighty. So, if you're truthful that you can bring something like Quran and you believe like Quran is not a miracle, so bring just one thing, okay? Just one surah like Quran. Okay, Surah Al-Kawthar has 3 verses. Just bring 2 verses. Bring one verse like the Quran. Never. In the next ayah, inshallah, we'll study that Allah Almighty says that they will never be able to do this. Okay? Make sure, inshallah, you refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, and learn more about this.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible. Rabbana.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
Now, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ عَلِ نَاصِر نُون ساكين. Then in the next word as well we have نُون ساكين. After this نُون ساكين we have كَاف and تَا. So both examples are the examples of
إخفاء.
وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ رَيْبٍ تَنْوِينْ كَسْرَ فَوَاتْ. So Tanwin kasra, raibim, raibin, tanwin kasra plus mim. What rule is applied?
Idgham.
Idgham. With gunna or without gunna?
With
gunna. Raibim mimma. What was the exact word, mimma?
Minma.
Minma. Okay. Minma, mimma. So nun sakin is there and plus mim, idgham, with gunna. وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا عَبْدِنَا Okay, عَبْدِنَا Okay, next one. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ Again, سُورَةٍ plus مِم
إِدْغَام
مِن مِثْلِهِ Again, إِدْغَام مِن مِثْلِهِ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ مِّن مِثْلِهِ هِ Yeah, I meant.
Yes.
If you stop here, مِثْلِهِ, you do not prolong it. مِّن مِثْلِهِ But the pronunciation of the لَرَثَى must be correctly pronounced. مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ وَادْعُوا دَال قَلْقَلَرُوا right? وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ شُهَدَاءَ مَد What type of mad is it?
مَجْوَادِبْ مُتَّسِل
مَد واجب
متسل.
متسل okay شُهَدَاءَكُمْ كُمْ ميم ساكن plus ميم
yes
What was this rule? Mim sakin plus mim.
Idgham
mithlain. Two identical letters. Shuhada'akum min dunillah min ikhfa, right? Min dunillah ikhfa.
Question.
Yes.
So here, you said it's wajib muttasil after shuhada.
Mm-hmm.
How like shuhada is a different word?
Shuhada'a is one word. Kum is another word. So, but a hamza and also alif. They are in the word shuhada, not in the word kum. Kum is another word. Kum means you, shuhada akum, your. So it means the helpers, all right? Now, in kuntum sadiqeen, right?
Yes.
Both are again, ikhfa. Wa in kuntum, the last part, in kuntum, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished this ayah as well. I want you, before we finish, Let's listen to this ayah once again.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله
Thank you so much. I hope you've learned something from this ayah and also the tajweed rules. Make sure you practice, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. And also make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, and learn more about these verses, the explanations. Thank you so much. See you, inshallah, in the next session. I really recommend you stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن و والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.